Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. This is the Jillian Michaels Show coming at you from TuneIn Studios in Venice, California. Okay, wait, listen. I want to talk about something important. Mm-hmm. You know that... What are you doing with the phone camera?
Recording you.
The phone camera thingy. Gosh.
Hey, are you live? I'll fucking kill you.
Let me see the phone. Let me see the phone. Remember that time you went live and didn't tell me and you were telling everyone that I need a boyfriend?
No, I don't recall.
You're an asshole.
Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Let's talk about your love life.
Shuppy, that's a disaster. Give me the phone. She's not live. Bummer.
This All is right. what it's like. This okay. is what it's like, people.
No, I'm serious. Okay. In dating, God, this year, you know, you tend to like engage, obviously, in conversations with people.
Hopefully, yes.
I've tried. In some cases, it doesn't go well. In other cases, it goes okay. But like a couple of times, you know, you have that like bucket list conversation, right? Like I've had it like, I've had it twice. And you know what I find fascinating, though, is that it got me thinking, right, about bucket lists and what's on your list. And I'm really big on that. Mm. I am huge on that. It's like there are things I want to do before I kick that bucket. And I am checking that shit off of my list. Most people have a list and don't progress until they're like, that's why, like, when we were in Egypt, the only tourists I saw were like 70. In 116 degree heat, like
when it hurts to go out.
That's sad.
But like, yeah, I mean, like, what's on your list? Mm. Oh, wow, Bishop, what a loser!
I got something.
What do you got?
Travel. I want to go to Greece, Egypt, and Brazil, and many other places. But
okay,
my other one is skydiving. I've always wanted to go skydiving.
You know who hasn't gone?
Who?
See if my brother's around. I hated skydiving, by the way, but it was on my list.
Really?
I hated it. Don't love heights.
I did.
Twice. Hated it both times.
Twice? You hated it the first time and then went back for a second?
I like went with friends. Because I forgot how much I hated it. And then I was like, I really hate this, as I was like free falling towards the ground.
Wow.
The second time I was like, that's right, I hated this. But like, yeah. But I think that, okay, so this is on your list. Tell me what on your bucket list you've checked off at 27.
I've traveled a lot. What else?
But what was on the list that you were like, I want to do this, I'm checking it off?
Honestly, I don't know if I've ever written down a full bucket list.
So. But what was on the list that you checked off? Like, I could tell you, I've seen Chichen Itza, I've seen Machu Picchu, I've been to Jordan, I've traveled to Egypt. I always wanted to get scuba certified. I just got scuba certified.
But you're like twice my age.
Whoa. Bad at math. And
Wow.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I don't think this is the way to get her off your back, Sarah. Okay.
I think what Sarah meant to say was,
no,
you've had more time.
At our age, like, it's kind of just, we're floating through, and it's like when someone suggests something cool, it's like, we should do that. As opposed to, all right, sit down and write down a whole list of what you want to do and then start checking it off.
Yeah. So, you know, so the list grows as you hear of more things to do.
Yeah, like when I was younger, I'd never, like, gone on an international flight or, like, across the Atlantic.
Yeah.
And
Transatlantic.
And my best friend's like, we should do a Europe trip. And then I realized, I'm like, yeah, that should be on my list. But there was no list. We just did it.
Yeah.
And so that would have been on my list had I made a list.
You're pretty good, though, at that. Like, you follow your heart. You're very, like, you know, what is it? Fancy, foot-filled, carefree kind of a, like, you're very good at that. It's like, I'm going to go to South America. I'm going to play poker in Vegas. I'm going to, like... You are a rare breed that takes advantage, especially of this time in your life, where you don't have overwhelming attachments, right? But, like, most young kids get too caught up to pursue it. Mm-hmm. Then, and, like, oh, I gotta, like, rat race it. Then it's, like, too family-based to pursue it. And I find that, like, people don't have the ability to, like, stop and say, oh, they think, like, if I can't do it all, I'm not gonna do it. Or, like, I can't, I'm overwhelmed. Mm. But, like, one thing at a time. And it took me... For years, I'm like, I really want to get scuba certified. I really want to get scuba certified. It's a pain. It takes time. It took like a full week. You have to do like a course online. It takes like 8 hours. Then you got to do like 4 open water dives. And it's a thing. And I finally was like, oh, for God's sake. Like, I wanted to dive in the Red Sea in Egypt. I did not want to miss it. And I wanted to be able to dive, like be certified and dive. Not like the, like, okay, tourist, we're going to take you to 20 feet. And like, I wanted to go. And so Greg and I just like got it done. Like we made the time. And I wouldn't change any of that. And there are so many people that are like, oh, well, I've had these conversations. Like, I'm gonna. I'm like, well, you're this age and you're that age and you've done nana.
Well, I did read something, a millennial thing, about how millennials are working their butts off.
Just going to say, we have no time.
Like, in their 20s, where a lot of us didn't.
I did.
Well, yeah.
I worked my butt off.
But to retire
harder than Bishop.
In their 40s so that then they can do their bucket list, basically.
Yeah.
Wait, no one's retiring in their 40s.
Retiring in their 40s.
Nobody.
Not happening.
Me.
Not a chance.
Good luck.
Yeah, no. I mean, it'd be amazing. Good luck with that. Maybe, but I just don't. I don't know. I feel like that's the thing, though, right? It's like, I'm going to go, and then I'm going to do it all. It's like, I think the answer to that is... Just one at a time, like one thing here, one thing there. It's on the list. Where's Greg?
He hasn't responded. He hates me. But I think Cindy is right.
Yeah, try him. Let's see if we can get Greg.
About like millennials just.
But like,
being
why
too busy,
haven't
but...
you gone skydiving? You can go skydiving on a weekend instead of getting drunk with your friends. Like, why
I
haven't you done that?
Because it's like
why
$350. So it's like the money part that I'm like, I just haven't. But I also have never sat down and made a bucket list. But I'm doing it right now.
Well, no, we're working right now. But I'm saying, like, I don't understand. If that's on your list at 27, it takes a day. Go do it.
But then it's not a bucket list. It's a spontaneous, exciting adventure.
Nope. That's what she wants to do. She's taking it off of her bucket list to go and do it.
But, like, okay, let's say...
So what's on your list?
Let's say she's making a bucket list right now. She can't do all 20 things on it right at once.
But she can take one off. Yes. She hasn't even done one. Loser. What do you have?
You know, I've never made a list. I've just sort of done things. And I think of it in terms of, you know, maybe things I wanted to do for a living, not for a career. I've never really, I feel like I've never actually had a career. But it's oddly enough, when I thought about, well, I've already done everything I wanted to do for about 2 years before I started producing this podcast, I had said, you know, I'd really like to do a podcast. And I forgot that I had been saying that. and you called. And I was like, oh my God, that's the one thing I haven't done that I really wanted to do. So, I mean, knowing how much I love lists, I probably should have written it down and crossed it out because I do love to do that.
I was going to say, you're like the queen of lists.
I am.
What are you talking about?
This is true. I am the queen of lists, and I don't think, I mean, you should see I have my to-do list for the week. I have it on my calendar and then on a separate list of day by day what's the to-do list. But a to-do bucket list is an interesting thing.
I just, like, I don't know. These people that I talk to, I want to learn to play this instrument. I want to learn to speak that language. I want to get a degree in this. I want to, and it's like, but you're not doing any of it.
I think it's important now that you're
not working towards
up.
Any of it. You're not even making an effort to do it.
But just putting it down in a list actually is a great idea because it makes you focus on something and makes you aspire to
But that's,
something.
Yeah, like,
and
that's been.
That's kind of cool.
But how? When and how do you make the time to do these things? Like, I now that you're saying that,
what are
I've
you
always
about?
Wanted to
go on a Saturday skydiving. I'll
yeah.
send you with Greg.
But like speaking Spanish, like learning to speak Spanish is something I've always wanted.
You get what's it called? Rosetta Stoned or whatever the heck,
not and play stoned. In... Rosetta Stoned.
Yeah. Rosetta Stoned.
You get high
language.
Get Rosetta Stoned.
Well, you can tell they're not a sponsor of the show.
Well, there's Pimsleurs. There's
you play
also
it in
I've
your
done
car.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah, like you play it in your car, dude.
Duolingo is so easy.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know that
it's
one.
It's like a game. It's like, but it, and it's all free all the way, like all the languages.
You play it in your car. You multitask. Or it's like,
take it out of the library.
I'm already
too.
Multitasking when you should be multitasking. Like when I'm driving, I'm already multitasking. So I don't have any room for any extra multitasking.
I'm going to punch it. When you're at the gym, listen to it on your headphones.
It's true.
I'm usually listening to you yell at me.
Bullshit, Bishop. Liar.
On the app.
Excuses,
on the app.
Excuses.
Yeah,
right on
no,
my curse on the My Fitness app. But that's what I need to do. I need to integrate a language thing
that's
for
a
playlist.
Good idea.
Well, actually, you could play your own playlist on the app, so it's irrelevant because you can already do that. Okay, back to the point at hand is that this year I did two things, combined them into one. One, Egypt. Always wanted to go. Finally knocked it out. Two, and I think part of it is like Heidi just did not want to go. So like, I was like, that's fair. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like finally, you know, I was like, I'm doing this one. Other ones, I kind of got her to go, but she just isn't into that kind of trip. It's not her thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right. So I'm like, I'm doing this one. I'm doing it. I'm getting it done. and scuba. And I like, I have never, and I guess I like the scuba thing. Like, I don't think I've ever, I love it. It's life-changing.
That's amazing.
It is incredible. It is like, I don't know who, if it's the combination of like only hearing the sound of your breathing and like the Temple Grandin feeling of like all the atmospheres of water like hugging you and like being in this magical underwater world with all these different creatures and no phones and no tech and no nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just the most incredible feeling. And like, you're just weightless. You're physically weightless. And like, you're just, then you can like plunge into this like vast, like deep blue nothingness. Or it's just, it is the most. And our dive trainer, cause like, there was a moment when I just like, just dropped, right? Like, I was just like, just face down. Exhaled and let all the air out of my like it's called a buoyancy control device and just and he was like, oh my God, I was gonna kill myself. But like it just that free fall, it was the I love it and I have never felt so at peace. And he's like, well, technically you are a little bit high at that depth because you're breathing four times the amount of oxygen. So you've got a little bit of like nitrogen narcosis, but I mean, that's good.
Are you going to keep doing this? Are you going to go further in your certifications?
Love it. I'm going to get my advanced certification.
That's great.
In 19. I got a lot of stuff to do this year. You know, the book's coming out and all that stuff. But like, I love it so much. And that's where I was like, and all my friends who I've had these conversations with, I'm like, just do it.
It sounds like a really good sport for physical people also.
I mean, I see a lot of unhealthy people do it, even though, you know, I don't know, it's there's a lot going on with it, but like I just think if something's on your list, it's on your list for a reason. Mm. And it's not all or nothing or one day when. You got to make time now. Even if it's like, well, all right, I'm going to get one thing done this year. Like, yeah. Get one thing done. Because guess what? Anything can happen at any time. You know, even if it's a trip that, like, you can no longer travel to that part of the world. Like, I always wanted to see Syria and Palmyra and Lebanon. And, like, can't, I mean, Lebanon, I think you can. But, like, the parts of the world, they're gone. Those things are destroyed. Mm. You know, I don't know. Go.
Yeah.
Go find a way. Go on a shoestring. Stay in a youth hostel. Like, jump out of a plane. Save your money and go.
Yeah.
You know, like,
start a little fund.
Start a fund. Yeah.
Put all the change you come home with, or all the single dollar bills, and then
yes,
at the end of the year, do it.
Exactly. Like, carpe diem, bitches. Since you spend a third of your life in your sheets, this holiday season is a great time for an upgrade, not only for you, but also for your friends and family. Brooklinen sheets feel amazing, and they look great. I love mine. They were so easy to order. They also have towels, robes, candles, and other things that would make great presents. Plus, their super fast shipping makes sure you get your gifts on time. My Brooklinen sheets are the absolute best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Jillian at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Jillian at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code Jillian. Best sheets ever. Guys, if you've ever wondered how to get into the stock market but felt too intimidated, you should check out Robinhood. It's an app that makes it easy for newcomers to invest. They don't even have commission fees. Other companies charge you up to $10 for every trade, but not Robinhood. Hey, it's my investment, so shouldn't I get to keep my profits? I mean, right? It's so cool. You can set up a personal news feed to find out about new stocks and trade your favorite companies and even get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Plus, the Robinhood app is so intuitive that it made it so easy for me to use. It's amazing. The more I used it, the more I learned, and it's fun. I'm so much more informed now. So here's the deal. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. All you've got to do is sign up at jillian.robinhood.com. That's jillian.robinhood.com. I think I have a love doctor segment.
Hmm.
Yeah.
For yourself? For yourself?
No, it's in general, and it's about spooning. Spooning.
Okay.
I've been, like, randomly, right, on, like, a lot of these, like, social media bustle and this and that and whatever. There's, like, you know, oh, the rules of spooning, blah, 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 spooning. And I sometimes click on them. There's a science behind this. But before we even get into it, like, I think in the beginning, at least, of every relationship, I do that. And do you guys do that?
You mean like a lot of cuddling?
Spooning.
Flat out spooning. In little spoon, big spoon. Different than cuddling even.
I love being the little spoon.
You're the little spoon. You're huge.
I know. I love it.
That's so funny. I like to be the big spoon.
It's so comforting.
I love the big spoon. I hate the little spoon.
Yeah.
I feel as the little spoon, I get hot.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, I'm hot. It makes me physically.
Yeah, I like it, but I mean, I just get too hot now anyway. Big or a little spoon. I just have to be a knife.
Yikes.
I just have to be a knife. That happens for sure over time, I think. Like, yeah.
Producer Cindy, the knife.
The knife. Cindy the knife. Oh, my God.
Martini,
we're never,
Cindy the knife. That's
I'm never
one.
Letting her live that. That's going to be her new thing.
Cindy the knife.
Yeah. Cindy the knife.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That is genius. I gotta tell you, like, I'm serious about this, Cindy the Knife. Like, again, dating, if I, like, meet somebody or have met somebody and I don't want to spoon them,
I'm like, oh my God, I'm not into it.
Are we talking after sex?
No.
Okay, because that's, we'll get there because I, yeah.
Uh-uh.
That's, if you don't want to spoon after sex, or if you don't even want to cuddle or be around that person, then
no,
yeah,
I just mean in general. Like, if I don't want to spoon them.
Okay.
Like, there was one person.
Same concept, yeah.
Like, yeah, like, I mean, if I don't want to just, like, there are moments where I just, I'm like, oh my God, I like this person that I just want to, like, hold them. And I mean, there's reasons for this, right? Like, where the studies will say that, like, okay, your skin is actually the largest organ in your body. And, you know, then you release oxytocin, which is the love hormone that they talk about when you, like, breastfeed your children and hold them, you know, skin to skin. And, I mean, the feeling of security in a spoon because, like, it's wrapped around each other and what have you. And it all makes sense. And there's, like, study after study that talks about couples that spoon have reported more satisfaction with their partner and what have you. But I just think, I think that's, I mean, again, like, you get deeper into the relationship and maybe you're not spooning every night because you just want to, like, you're hot or whatever it might be.
But you still hold hands.
So you hold hands. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold hands while you sleep?
Yeah.
Epic.
Really?
We all
sleep
that
way. I noticed my parents do that too.
That's gotta be the cutest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
You big queer. You hold
hands. And then I twitch and it freaks her out.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
What
so love does exist.
Cindy the Knife holds hands. Cindy the Knife has another knife with a hand.
Edward Scissorhands.
Freddy Krueger.
Yes. I'm with you. We're Edward Scissor Cindy. Yeah.
Cindy Scissorhands.
But I think there's something serious about that. Like, that kind of connectivity, I think, helps. I remember when things ended with Heidi, like, I used to lay on the couch with her and I would, like, lay my head on her chest and she would scratch my head.
Mm.
Once she became pregnant, that ended. And that was it. That was the beginning of the end.
Mm.
100%. And it just, and she used to run so hot. I mean, she still does, like a little flame ball.
We used to talk about
Yeah,
this.
I called her smelty, sweaty and melty because she was so hot. And I was like, mother of God. Like, I honestly, God, thought she was going to, like, I don't know how she didn't, like, inferno her way through the mattress. Like, it just, like, lava mouse. It was insane. And so, like, it did get to a point where I was like, holy God. Like, I'd have to put, like, a comforter between us and then spoon the comforter. And then, cause it was just, like, so hot all the time. But I think that, like, I just think that's so important. And even non-sexual with your kids, like, I will spoon my kids on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, I just hold them and squish them. And, like, it's interesting. Lou has a hard time. She fidgets like crazy.
Really?
She's just fidgets. Whereas Phoenix is like, rub me.
Yeah.
Such a boy. Scratch my head. And then he'll bark orders at me. Rub my armpit. I'm like, you're such a freak, dude. You know what I mean? But, like, Lou has such, like, intense ADHD that it's hard for her to sit still. So it's like, you know, sometimes I'm like, no, cuddle. And, you know, and I'll, like, squeeze her. And she tries to get up. I'm like, cuddle. You know, like, I'll force her. But, like, he just, like, will just lay, like, literally on top, like, I'll be in bed and he comes in my room at 6 a.m. and then we'll just, like, lay flat out on top of me. And I'm like, ugh, because he's hot, just like his mother. And, you know, but I mean, he needs that so much. And so does Lou. It's just harder to get her to calm down. But I think it's so important for intimacy. And that's really, that's what this is about. Like, go spoon something. Your dog? I spoon the dog.
Yeah.
My dog has intimacy. Dr. Anubis. Did you know I changed her name?
You mean, like, legally? Or?
Well, from Dr. Newberg.
Right.
She's now Dr. Anubis.
You know, Egyptian. I saw that.
Did you see that? The Egyptian god looks just like her.
Well, that's true. I saw your post, and I was like,
I mean, she looks just like Anubis.
I thought she's still a doctor.
Well, Imhotep was also a physician, just so you know. So a lot of the, like, royalty. Cleopatra was a physician. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, she was brilliant, apparently. Yeah. But the real, like, powerful bomb-ass queen was Queen Hatshepsut. I'd never heard of her, have you?
No.
She was the one. She was the Mac friggin' mommy.
Who destroyed all signs of her in
her stepson.
Uh-huh. Was she a big spoon or a little spoon?
Well, all the big spoons are the boss.
Okay.
Didn't I just tell you that?
You did.
Holiday season means company parties and time with the family. So why not look awesome and feel comfortable at the same time? Rothy's is the flat that you're going to want to wear every day. I love the basic black loafer. So easy for me to order and choose online. Even Meghan Markle was wearing Rothy's on her Australian tour with Prince Harry. Okay? Probably because they're not only crazy comfortable, but they're made of recycled water bottles, so they're sustainable too. I love my Rothy's. I know you will too. And right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for my listeners. Use the code Jillian to get free shipping with no minimum. Free shipping and free returns or exchanges on your Rothy's shoe, and trust me, you won't return them. Go to Rothy's.com and enter Jillian to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. No brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, and free shipping. Go get yourself a pair today at Rothy's, Rothys.com. Promo code Jillian. Get this deal while it lasts.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
We're going to do some emails now.
Ready.
Dig into your expertise here. Okay. Samantha.
Yes.
Says, I try to do as much as I can, okay, and I push myself to my limits.
Ooh.
But I feel like I could do more. How do I know without hurting myself? Hey.
Come on, Samantha.
How do I know how much I can push my
Samantha?
Body?
Wait a second here, girl. I push myself to my limits, but I feel like I could do more.
Yeah.
I mean, you just said you could do. Bishop's dying. Sam.
No.
Can't
say that.
Samantha.
I'm laughing at my phone.
No, you're not. You're mad at Sam, and so am I.
Girl, you know you can do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
You already know the maximum heart rate formula. Don't go over that. 220 minus your age. Don't go over that number. On your heartbeats per minute. And if you feel like, oh man, I'm pulling something, or your form is compromised, you know you're going too hard. If you can't do the move with good form, stop doing it. If your heart rate's too high, then slow it on down the road and or lighten the weight or do less reps. What? Sam.
Come on, Sam.
Sam!
You can do this.
Man.
All right.
That one made. What is she talking about? Do you know how often I
overachiever
hear those kinds of dichotomies, though? People are like, they give me completely just, they'll say one thing and then another in the same sentence.
Yeah, I'm to my limit. But I feel like
yeah,
I could
but
push
I can do more.
Limit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Sam. Mm-mm. Sam.
Yeah.
We have an anonymous issue here. I get out of bed multiple times in the night and eat whatever is in my kitchen. I'm not really sure if I'm awake or asleep when it happens. I will eat pretty much anything except vegetables. This only happens when I'm at home.
Anything except vegetables, not sure if I'm awake. Epic.
What? What in the? What do you mean that's you're not sure if you're awake or asleep? Do you remember walking to the refrigerator? And what are you talking about?
It's got to be a troll.
We're on a roll today.
In the
huh?
event that you might be asleep, put a bicycle lock around your refrigerator door.
Mm.
I had a friend who took Ambien that would get up in the middle of the night and like chow down. And I was like, dude.
The Ambien eating thing is so bizarre.
Ambien's scary.
I
don't know.
But the eating, it's like.
I've heard it a lot, though.
Yeah, and even people who don't, like, have like, oh, I always am craving this. It's not even that. Yeah. It's just, that's what they get up and eat.
Scary shorts. Okay. Yeah, lock the fridge, man.
All right, Nicole says.
What are you doing? Or like, you know, don't keep stuff in the, I don't know. But like, what do you mean? Set an alarm when you open the door. Like, who, you don't know if you're asleep or awake?
Well, it's she says she eats mostly healthy normally, but not in her sleep. She doesn't.
But she doesn't even know if she's sleeping or she's awake.
That's, yeah, that part I don't quite get.
And then how would she know she's getting up multiple times if she's sleeping? How does she not know if it's one trip?
I think we have other
problems. Why doesn't she put a Nest camera in the fridge in the kitchen?
There could be other issues.
Put a Nest camera in the kitchen and shoot it. And then we're going to know, right? Or wear like an Apple Watch or something that's going to be like, you
took steps at 2 a.m.
Yes. Yes.
Or you put... The other thing I've heard people do is put a bell on their bedroom door so that when they open it, it rings wakes and them wakes up.
I slept called two of my friends the other night, like in the middle of the night.
I don't buy that for a second.
I did.
No, a drunk blackout
did that.
Exactly.
I don't
ask it about the Jay-Z Beyonce concert.
I don't want to talk
ask it about that concert.
I've heard about that.
Ask it about that concert. Did you hear about that concert?
I did, but that's
you know
why
what
it's
it
not
did? It blacked
anymore.
Out after the concert.
During the concert, before the concert.
During the concert.
She missed the whole
this
thing.
Is, did you hear about the time that she locked herself in my bathroom?
I think everyone's heard about that.
Fully clothed, in the splits.
But that's why she's not drinking.
Jake, you
right
were there
now.
For that.
Yep.
No.
She's not drinking, and she's still sleep dialing.
I'm still having issues.
We don't
so
know
I feel you, girl.
We don't but, know that she's not drinking right now.
She feels you, Anonymous.
No, she was ready to drink yesterday. Bottles. All because I asked her for a coffee. She was like, I need a drink. I was like, wow.
Wow.
You saw that video. I posted it. I was like, I need my coffee.
It could have been things that preceded that, though. No.
Yep, before and after.
Preceded and preceded.
And then it was like, I need booze. I was just like, wow. A whole generation. What's happening?
Well, while we're on the subject
Julie
of,
wanted booze too.
Of consuming liquids.
Julie's my age-ish. And she's deserving. Go ahead.
Nicole has questions that came up when she was reading Yeah Baby.
Oh.
Would kombucha be safe when she gets pregnant?
Pasteurized kombucha would.
Pasteurized.
Yeah.
And also, would it be better to have a small cup of organic coffee instead of decaf tea? And that doesn't...
Depends on the decaffeination process. And a small cup of organic coffee is perfectly, perfectly fine. 100%. Right. Like... It's like, honest to God, it's a copious amounts of caffeine, potentially, maybe, like have been, maybe linked to uterine contractions of miscarriage in the first, but like, I mean, there's, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like there's such a small, it just is like,
if you're at risk, that's one thing. But.
Yeah. In the very beginning, maybe like, and I mean, like, crazy coffee. It's the same. Honestly, it's the exact same thing with fetal alcohol syndrome. Mm. Like, you have to drink an insane amount of booze to give your child, like, damage from that. And it also has to be very early in the pregnancy. Like, it's just, that's the thing. That's what it's like, we're worried about shit that, you know, and then no one, and yet the prenatal vitamins have trans fats and artificial color. And that's the part that I'm just like, that's what the whole book was like. This is all bullshit. All of it is bullshit. You know, this is what you need to worry about. So, yeah, one cup of organic coffee, I mean, couldn't be more fine.
Siobhan would like to know if you could discuss the use of whey protein and the fact that it leads to an increase in IGF-1, which is used by some science studies as an indicator of increased cancer risk.
Yeah. IGF-1, this is so interesting. IGF-1 is a growth hormone. However, IGF-1 is, I was dealing with this. This was a huge issue in the next book because it's a growth hormone, right? Which you're like, oh, anti-aging, muscle maintenance, blah, blah, blah. But it can also be linked to like, accelerated aging because like the faster your metabolism. So I literally was like, I don't even understand. Like I was on the phone with my co-author for hours on this one. And I was like, Myatt, I need an answer. Like, I don't understand. You're telling me one thing and then you're telling me another. And he's like, well, the studies show. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, what's the answer? And the reality is, and this is where we, you know, because we would in the book, right? This study says having kids leads to stress, but this study says it's rigid. And what you end up finding is that the answer is in the middle, that yes, when those hormones are out of whack and out of control, and by the way, it isn't really, they haven't significantly linked growth hormones to an increase in cancer cells. In fact, when you look at like AIDS patients that are on growth hormones and what have you, they don't have an increase in tumors. Which is one of the things that like anti-aging doctors will tell you, even though I have all the reasons in the world why I would tell you never supplement growth hormones for a host of other reasons. Cancer is actually not one of them. There hasn't been any conclusive links to it. But with regard to kind of like burning the candle at both ends and stressing the system and anti-aging and longevity, you do want to keep those hormones in whack, but like, whey protein is not going to send that stuff out of whack. Yeah. I mean, this is like if you're, you know, getting into shit you shouldn't be getting into, that's illegal, shooting something in your butt cheek. That's, you know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Okay. We have another one here. Don't really see a first name in the email address. So, do salt caves, chambers, or lamps really do anything?
What?
So I've definitely seen the salt lamps. Have you seen the salt lamps? They're like Himalayan salt. It's I've also heard not only the, you know, going into a salt cave or but if you put like a big block of Himalayan salt in the room, it's supposed to draw the toxins to it.
No.
Sarah's showing you a picture of the
Okay. That would be the most gigantic crock of shit. But what you could do is put an air purifier in your room that has been scientifically proven to work.
Sometimes it's both. It's like this salt rock and a purifier. It's a 2-in-1. So what do you think of that?
I think that the air purifier will purify chemicals from the air. And the salt rock is a very pretty decoration.
All right. Okay. I've got one more for you here.
I'm ready.
From Nushin. Will there be a spinning program in your app in the near future?
No. But what we might do is, well, not might. It's coming next year. So right now what we're working on doing, the next updates are community forums in the app. We just got Yoga Live. Yay. Then we're going to start adding my old DVD program. So we're going to add Body Shred.
Oh, that's great.
And Body Revolution. And then in May of next year, we're going to add like nine DVD titles. Because people want the DVDs in there as well so they can do both. So we're adding those. And then the next two things I'm going to work on are adding, people want a more aggressive me. So we're going to add more, like you can toggle. So you're going to be like, well, yeah, like get your ass off the floor kind of thing. Audio workouts. So there will be bike workouts, but like spinning, like not, it's not going to be like a spinning program per se. But I would have, I can't, Bishop, are you sick?
No, I just have
sleep. Are you lying? Because if I get sick and I feel slightly under the weather right now, probably because of,
because she coughed.
Do you know what I just saw on the table?
What?
Cough drops.
It's allergies.
You don't take cough drops for allergies?
Well, it's clearly not working.
But we digress.